The air left George's lungs in a silent bunch. He never believed in UFOs. The universe, in his experience, was a cold, indifferent place that delivered its wonders exclusively through a screen, pixelated and safe. But belief was irrelevant now. The thing was here, occluding the stars directly above him. It was a ship of absence, a bullet-shaped void, deeper than the night itself. A black so profound, it seemed to drink the starlight around its edges. It was clearly massive, a silent mountain gliding with an impossible, weightless grace. He could hear the frantic thump of his own heart, the snap of a twig under his heel, the rustle of leaves. Every small terrestrial sound was amplified by the object's utter sonic vacuum. It was a predator of silence. And he was its witness. He tore his eyes away, forcing his mind back to the grim errand that had led him into these woods. The thought of the brothel, a pathetic cluster of three trailers huddled in a clearing like ashamed beasts, was a familiar nausea. He'd been mentally preparing for days, rehearsing clumsy lines in the mirror, trying to convince himself that transactional intimacy was better than none at all. At 25, his experience with women was a gallery of digital ghosts and the cruel, hopeful torture of Joanne. Joanne, who let him buy her drinks and dinner with a smile that never reached her eyes. Her promises of next time, a currency she never intended to spend. He was a placeholder, a wallet, and he knew it. But for him, it had been a cataclysm. Her touch was accidental, a frictionless suggestion of a constellation of nerve endings he never knew he possessed. A path of fire traced its way from his wrist to his shoulder, a brand of sudden, desperate aliveness. In the days that followed, he'd press his own fingers to the spot, a pilgrim at a vacant shrine. His own touch was a hollow echo, a dictionary definition of a word she had spoken in a language of pure fire. That patch of skin became a phantom limb, humming with a memory of a connection that was, for her, as forgettable as breath. It was the precise geography of a country from which he was permanently exiled, and its memory now was more real to him than the cold earth beneath his feet or the silent void above the trees. This desperation, this raw, humiliating need for a woman's warmth, for the simple, comforting reality of a living body beside his, was what had driven him here tonight. But now, as he stumbled forward, chasing the dark shape against the stars, his foot caught on a root. The world tilted. He fell hard, the impact jarring his teeth, the damp forest floor imprinting itself on his clothes. He pushed himself up, his hands covered in cold loam, and looked down. His shirt, his one decent shirt, was torn at the elbow. A long, grimy streak of mud and sap plastered across the front. A bizarre, hysterical laugh bubbled in his throat. The brothel was cancelled. He couldn't arrive looking like a man who'd just lost a fight with Earth. the shame would be too complete. But as the dark shape descended into the tree line, not half a mile away, a new electric current replaced the despair. The nasty business was off. The horrific pit was no longer his destination. Instead, he had an appointment with the void. Brushing the dirt from his knees, his ruined shirt now a badge of liberation, George turned his back on one kind of desperation and walked, heart hammering, toward another.